Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. An influential group of U.S. businesses wants Congress to focus on developing clean energy and reducing greenhouse gas emissions while maintaining fossil fuel use, the Columbus Business First online magazine reported in October 2009. Reducing greenhouse gas emissions must be done quickly and dramatically to avert future climate change catastrophes, most scientists and countries now agree. However, no feasible, cost-effective technology can now or will in the near future prevent fossil fuels from emitting greenhouse gas emissions. Trying to capture and store the huge amount of emitted greenhouse gases underground remains a distant dream, for example. The answer is for all economies to transfer to clean renewable energy sources. But what about the fossil fuel industries? Workers in those industries should be retrained via government-subsidized programs for employment in the jobs created by the energy transition. This is estimated to cost $10 billion. Shifting federal government fossil fuel subsidies towards developing clean energy sources will help create the changes needed to create a market that favors clean energy development. Meanwhile, fossil fuel industries should be given a timetable in which to invest their revenues into developing and maintaining clean energy sources, such as solar and wind power. For more, Google in quotes, The Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.